But it is one of those things, yeah. Like, you know, you do have to kind of take account if you're not feeling well and maybe you're consuming a lot of alcohol and things like that. Oh. That's not going to help you feel better. It's not going to make the situation better. It's going to compound it because the kid's not respecting.
You're just going to hit and dwell on that.
Right.
The more you
drink. Substance use probably needs to, you know, and they always talk about replacement therapy. So if you're tired, if you've been drinking, if you're having a hard time, you need to replace it with something. What better than Magic Mind? Instead of drinking that alcohol you're used to every night, pull up a Magic Mind.
Welcome back to Jazz Weirdly Blended. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Tom.
Oh, man, I was going to come in like a little hotter, but I had a whole back of burp.
Oh.
I got air stuck. Oh, excuse me.
So yeah. You probably inhaled too fast.
I was like, I was going to come out and then I felt a burp. It was going to go. Ugh.
That would be one way to do it. That would be unexpected. That could be. That could
work. Because I was drinking the coffee. But yeah, welcome.
Welcome back
to another fabulous episode.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's fucking icy as shit outside. I'm telling you, I'm less than a mile away and it was the slipperiest.
This would be a good day to do donuts or circle eights.
Dude.
Yeah. My yard, we came out here to come out to the studio and I looked out and it looked like water. It looked like a lake of just snow.
Yeah, because there's snow and then there's just a layer of ice. Yeah. It looks kind of all glistening.
It's all, glossy.
Yeah, that's how I look in the summer.
Yeah.
With my shirt off on the beach.
No, yeah.
It doesn't look that good.
Well, it's white and lumpy, so that's pretty much what I look like. Right.
But yeah, anyway, we got these cool little... What are these things,
Let's
Tom?
Just jump right into it. Yeah, so Magic Mind reached out to us a while back and they were like, hey, we would like you guys to try our product and tell the audience what you think. So you're like, yeah, okay. Yeah. So, that happened during the holidays. So the original idea was to do it over the holidays, but things got in the way. We finally got the product in. Yeah. It's called Magic Mind. Maybe you've heard of it. Very nice packaging, Magic Mind.
It is very.
Looks
very
like
artsy.
Like Arizona desert, maybe a spring afternoon when the sun's starting to go down. Very nice. World's first productivity drink. So this thing says, do more, stress less. Each shot contains a magical combination of 13 active ingredients designed to boost energy, focus, creativity, and motivation while reducing stress and fatigue. This has everything from matcha to nootropics, vitamin C and D to support your health and immunity, adaptogens, some things I'm not even going to try to say.
Adaptogens are so good for you.
Turmeric is one of them.
Turmeric's good.
I'm going to give it a shot. Let me see if I can say this. Ashwagandha. There we go. Ashwagandha.
Oh, that's good. That's good for stress. Yeah.
And elevate mood. That's right. So they have lion's mane mushrooms and cordyceps.
The cordyceps get you.
Choline. And
the colon.
Phosphatidylserine. To boost blood flow. Yeah, fastidies.
Fastidies.
To boost your blood flow and cognition.
Titties,
you
get
don't
your
have
blood
to
flowing.
Get in a freezing cold tub of water anymore to get that blood flow going. So these come in little shots.
What's crazy is like a lot of those that you say, like to the turmeric, ashwagandha.
Yeah.
Like I drink tea and that it has a lot of that.
So you want that stuff in your tea? Well, guess what? You can get it in a nice little shot.
Is
you're a guy
cool?
like me. You like to drink some coffee in the morning. I'm a tea guy, but I also love my coffee. It's part of my morning routine.
Same.
You take a shot of this, drink your morning cup of Joe.
Though.
And yeah, look at that. Nice packaging. Enough for like maybe two little drinks. It has 12 magical ingredients. Nutritional facts right on the side of the bottle for you. So if you're one of those people who likes to know what you're putting in your body,
so
it's right there on the side.
Bathroom reading.
Yeah, sit on the toilet. Take a little read.
So many.
See what you think.
No, I've read so many of those. I used to do that as a kid because
just read the. This
just
is like
little
your
ingredients
nighttime story.
Of everything.
Is this your
but
bedtime
no, you
story?
Know, I love this art on
I
here.
Do too. It's very
Japanese almost. Looks.
Yeah,
right
they
here.
Actually, if you look at their website, that's right. Right here on the bottle, they kind of have that Japanese. yeah, ocean art, whatever you call it. There's a word for it.
It's beautiful. I love that art.
It's very nice.
Yeah.
So,
cool. I don't know shit about
it. I'm looking at it and it's got that nice green earthy look. And I tried one of these yesterday and I was really satisfied with the flavor. I thought it was going to be like, I've never had kombucha or whatever it is, but I kind of thought this is going to be kombucha. I've heard it's very muddy, kind of earthy.
You know, kombucha?
Kombucha, whatever the hell.
Oh, that stuff's very...
This was not earthy.
Burny.
Yeah.
It feels like it burns when you drink it.
Well,
kombucha's gross.
Let's give this a shot.
Very fermented.
So this, you know, again, comes in a little bottle here.
Cheers.
Clinkers. Here we go.
Smells great.
Take that first little drink and you get a sweet sort of flavor. Mm-hmm. I can't put my finger on what it would be akin to.
I don't know, man. It has like a sweetness, but it's like good.
It's a good sweetness. Yeah. It's not overly sweet.
It's probably that nootropics, yo.
It's those. It's a fun.
I'm looking on the ingredients. I wonder what that sweetness is.
Yeah.
But it's good. I don't know.
But then there's a little tiny bit of a kick at the end. Like, you know, I think that's
the agave.
Turmeric or agave something. Is it there agave in there?
Yeah. The turmeric's going to have like a burn to it. Usually turmeric has like kind of like that. Ashwagandha, you don't really taste.
So yeah,
I think that's.
I recommend it just for the flavor. I mean, it tastes good, and they say that you know, it's not really meant to be like a one-time use. Beets can be kind of sweet, right?
Oh yeah.
So it's they say that, you know, over time you use it consistently, and it really does help boost your energy, your focus, crush procrastination, elevate your mental clarity.
I'm not gonna lie, if I would take these if that worked for the procrastination, because I am. The king of procrastinating.
So if you're like this guy and you tend to put things off,
I have
a magic mind.
I have for reals, because I have a report that's due in 9 days and I have not started on it.
So he's going to take some magic mind and he's going to knock that out. Hey, the holidays are done. If you're like me and you got worn out by the holidays and you're trying to recover from that, throw some magic mind down
your
throat.
This guy. This
sounds so fresh. I've been waiting for 2 years to be able to do one of these.
That's cool.
I love these things. Whenever you hear a podcast and someone runs into one of those awkward little spots, it's like it sounds so legit.
Yeah, it does.
We finally we got mail with our name on it. We got magic mind.
That's dope, actually.
That is a win. That is a total win for us. So if I get to use my corny voice, I'm gonna do it.
You do it.
Magic mind made that happen for me.
You
let them make it happen for you too.
yeah. Magic mind. Yo, you got that voice though for it.
Thank you. I had that nasally weird.
Nasally.
Hey. Did you spend all night burying a body? Are you like Sammy the Bull and you just need a little extra kick in your step? Try some magic mind.
I know.
It'll wake you right up.
Damn. I know. Me and Alicia, I was just telling him about this show, Snapped. We were watching some old episodes.
Shoot.
This lady.
Okay. Yeah. Switching gears. If you never watched Snapped, check out this episode.
Yeah. This lady fucking basically she murders this guy that she was having sex with. But. She was with her thing. Her MO is she would use old people's. She would date them and fuck them and bleed them for their money.
Yep.
Right. And this guy figured it out. Like, hey, she's stealing from me. You know, he was telling like his cousin or he was selling someone. I'm ending things. I'm going to go to the cops because she stole money from me. So I'm going to even go to the cops. Mm. And so I think when he was probably spilling that information to her, she was like, fuck that, stabs him twice and then turns around and stabs him 20 more times or 22 more times.
So she stabs him 2 times.
Yeah.
And she's like, that did not feel good enough.
Yeah.
See, and then she gets charged with more because then there's like the aggravated circumstances, right?
And then she chops his body up.
Okay, then there you go again.
And then she owns this house where her cousins live. And so she went there because she was going to do some landscape and she buries the parts of the body in his yard, right? And then for Mother's Day, she gives her mom these beautiful rose bushes or something. Then, you know, after
puts them in nice containers,
beautiful, right? Mm. Just happens to be a head and the arms in there, because once the police started catching on, you know, like she's full of shit.
Yeah.
She went to go hide the body or she went to go unbury the body. So one of the cousins looks outside and sees the yard all in shambles.
Yeah.
It's nighttime, you know, like He's like,
that gardening she's doing looks pretty shitty.
Well, then he can smell the decomposing of the body because it's been like a couple weeks or something. And
it's been in the dirt.
Yeah.
Being eaten by worms.
God. And she puts it in the garbage can and is walking down the street, right? And he already had called the cops.
She didn't want to be conspicuous.
And then the cops pulled up, sees her. She parks the fucking garbage can at some random house and acts like she, you know, that's her house. Like, oh, I was just getting the garbage out on the street.
What, it's illegal to take a walk now?
The cop's like, hey, what are you doing? I just see you park that there. Where'd this come from? And then another cop lifts the thing up and there's this body in there.
Yeah.
But at that time, they didn't know that the head and the arms, they didn't know where they were. They just knew that
they weren't missing. There. Yeah.
So they couldn't really identify. They had an idea it was the guy, but they need, obviously, more info. Yeah. And then when they found the head, they found, you know, like, so-and-so got a gift on Valentine or on Mother's Day or something.
Yeah.
I think it was her mom.
That would make sense.
Just something awkward. It was something weird where
she
it was
gave
like,
her mom
and put him on the porch.
A decapitated head and removed arms.
Yeah. And put him in
a gift.
Yeah. But I don't know if it was her mom or if it was like a friend or something. All I know is I was telling Alicia, like, can you imagine if you went to go repot that?
Yeah. Right.
You know,
oh, they're getting a little too big.
Yeah, I gotta repot this thing.
You got a root growing out of a guy's mouth. You're like, oh,
that would ruin. I would never get plants ever.
I'd be so. Like,
I would burn every plant all the time.
Hey, can I keep the plant? You can take the head. Can you just leave the plant?
I would make a vase out of it. Jeez. At that point. It's just a skull.
God, can you imagine? Like people do that. Like they do renovations in their house or something and find a dead person.
That would be. Do you just keep it there?
Like I don't.
Like I don't
this.
Want the ghost. It's like,
well, let's just cover
it's
this
just
wall
a skeleton
back. I guess we aren't going to remove this wall.
No, we don't need to remove it.
I don't know, man.
That's his grave. That's so sad.
It is sad.
But yeah, so she freaking.
But you know what? I've learned a lot from watching Sopranos and that kind of stuff. Oh. Don't bury the body in your own backyard.
Yeah, dude. It was
come on.
And then she tried to say the guy tried to rape her, and then that it was this other old man who was about 80 years old, that it was him that tried to kill, that was doing the killing.
Yeah, that story,
he just passed away not that long ago, so they knew that was full of shit, because he was old. Like,
right. He was so old that he died, but he went and murdered this guy 50 times with a knife.
Yeah, I'm going to go stab him. I'm going to get you. Dude, but,
I don't know.
I'm 40. Three, I can't even walk right now because my back hurts, and I couldn't imagine doing that at 80.
Yeah.
Can you imagine your back? You're just like, oh, shit.
Speaking of being 80 years old and having a back out, Magic Mind.
It'll give you that extra boost.
It'll give you that extra boost in your step.
That is actually a really, I can see what they mean by subtly sweet.
Oh, they do say subtly sweet. Yeah.
Subtly sweet.
It absolutely.
It is. That is perfect. True. Perfect. Yeah.
Man, you guys got to try one of these just for the flavor. You can pour it over ice in a little whiskey glass. They showed that on their website. Yeah. Like, there's 50 different ways you can drink this drink.
You know, the only thing, I wish they had bigger ones.
Maybe they will.
Or maybe that would be too much. You know what I'm saying?
So we have just a little sampler. Oh, so maybe they have a big bottle and you just take shots at a time.
Okay. Yeah.
My problem is I probably down the whole bottle because it's just so subtly sweet. It tastes delicious.
Well, like I was telling you, there's those smoothie drinks. I forget what they're fucking called. I don't know what brand it is. But anyway, their bottles are similar to this, just a little longer. And it has like Green Machines, one of the flavors.
Nice. But they're not sponsors of ours. So fuck those guys. This is what
that's
want
what I'm
right
saying
here.
Is like, these taste better. But I can see how this would be good on ice and all that stuff.
Yeah, you can mix things into it.
Yep. Add it to your coffee.
I don't know. Yeah.
It up your veins.
Yeah. And when you really get into it, you just inject it directly into your bloodstream. Magic Mind did not say to use it that way.
No.
That's just spitballing here.
Just ideas.
You can snort it.
Dry it out.
Don't do any of those things. Don't do any of those things. Just the drink alone. Just drink it.
It's Magic Mind.
It's wonderful. Magic Mind.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I wonder if they could send us another sample live.
Oh, I'm sure probably will.
It's good, though.
This is, again, what the packaging looks like. Magic Mind. And they seem like they're really into, you know, like keeping up with you. It's really neat. Ever since we got on their little list, because they reached out to us about sending us some products. And so when we got back to them, we got on their little like email list, and we get emails like every day. One of the coolest ones, it didn't even have to do a sales pitch. They just asked, they gave advice like, hey, statistically speaking, this is the day when people tend to drop off of their New Year's resolution. So, you know, hang in there, blah, blah. So it's like some of it's motivational.
Oh, that's cool.
It's pretty neat. Yeah. It seems like a pretty cool company.
That lines up kind of with what we do is motivate, right. try to
yeah,
do stuff like that.
Sometimes we're up, sometimes we're down. We talk about life. We try to talk about it real. We talk about when you need, you know, maybe go see a therapist. If you need that, if you don't need that, great. You know?
Yeah.
Try to encourage you to exercise. Sometimes we do it. Sometimes we don't.
So, yeah, dude.
You know,
I was out of town for this last week. I was in Oregon.
Uh-huh.
And oh man. So I wouldn't eat pretty much until the end of the day.
Yeah.
Like I would leave work. Then I would eat.
Fasting.
Yeah. Yeah. But then that was my issue is I would eat at night. Yeah. Right.
See,
so I would eat dinner, which was fine because I need to eat. Right. And it would be like a burger. I went to like a different Mexican restaurant. I went to a different place, but I would eat way more than
that. That was one of your goals, right? Was to try out different places.
Yeah. Yeah. And I tried different places.
Nice.
But I ate like a fucking pig, bro. Like normally last time I went, I ate, but I didn't eat like over. I didn't overeat. I didn't over snack. This time I was like, I ate all my food. Then I freaking went down to the lobby, got a fucking box of Mike and Ike's, ate all them, ate something else. And I'm like I looked at the scale this morning. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
I was at one point, I was just at 174. I'm at 179.
Yep.
And I was like, okay.
See, I popped up to about 225 again because holidays kind of knocked me for a loop. I've been good for over a year. And then holidays, I let loose.
Yeah.
And now I'm kind of back into that, like you said, snacking at night. I get a really bad, like, you know, it's like, oh, I'll have a spoonful of peanut butter. I'll just one cookie. Dude. I'll just do, you know.
I do some of the poor things I did as a kid. If I didn't have, like, cool snacks, I would get a piece of bread.
Yeah.
And I would just smash it up. And see, right?
I did that, too.
I do that now. I just did that the other night. But I'm like, why am I eating this?
And then you think of it, because we get back in that habit. And I know from some of the, like, when I was really into, like, the healthy stuff, like, one choice affects the next choice. So, like, if you choose that sugary thing, your body is, like, biochemically then looking for that. Whereas if you choose like a protein, like a fish or something, you kind of get, I want to say satiated. Is that right?
What's the word
where you feel full, you feel content? Like, oh,
I think that sounds like
I have
right.
the nutrients I need.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so it's easier to make better choices.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
But yeah, like we sometimes don't have the best food items. Like if I've got like the nuts and the whatever other stuff, then I make those choices. But if we don't, then I'm like, oh, what kind of bullshit does Elliot have? Oh, crackers. Okay. But I got to do something because 225, I can live with it.
Yeah.
Like I'm sleeping through the night. I don't have sleep apnea. I'm not snoring all over the place.
You're comfortable though.
I'm still comfortable, but it's like borderline. Like I haven't been 225 now. That used to be my norm back when I was not the healthiest. At 250, 260 was like my peak where I really wasn't healthy. So I'm still 25 pounds below that. But I mean, I was pretty steadily 205, 210. So that was really a good place to be. That's about where I need to be.
I think one thing too with like weight loss, I guess, is like I have like weight loss, but then also gaining weight, right? So I have my cutoff, right? I know there's, like you were just saying, 225 sounds like would be your cutoff. Like if you see yourself hitting that, you're really, like, okay, I better.
220 really is more.
I better start backing down, right?
Yeah, yeah,
Mine's 180, right? Yeah. If I see myself getting closer to 180, I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
So when I seen that 179 this morning, I was like, okay. Like I was actually getting lower to the 160s, which I want to get
right
eventually, but I also need to run or, you know, I need to do a little more physical stuff. But yeah, now I was like, let's take it back. But man, I ate like crap. But no, I fucked my back up. It was fun.
It's wonderful.
No, one of the days I was there, like I worked pretty late and then I was fine. And then I got my food, went back to the hotel, and then I was talking to Alicia. I like turned on my video game and I sat in this chair that they have in the room or whatever. Uh-huh. And I'm sitting there and all of a sudden I was like, oh shit.
You felt it kind of
like
go
after my body kind of just chilled. Oh my God. I felt it. And I was like, oh man, my back is on.
Yeah.
Oh,
It's like you wear out those muscles and all of a sudden the weirdest little nothing move and it just kicks it.
Yeah, I was like, yeah. Oh God, I'm so old. Man. The oldest.
The oldest.
I'm so old. It's yeah, over. Yeah. But
man,
I don't know. It was cool though. So when I was kind of bringing up a point to something that I had, I don't know, mm-hmm. going in not another direction, but anyway, I was alone and I always have trouble sleeping when I'm out of town.
Uh-huh.
You know, me and Elise here, we're not like, we don't cuddle when we're in bed.
Sure.
But she's there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
My person, so you can feel the presence.
My person's there and it's just, I'm comfortable, you know,
yes.
I'm in my comfort zone.
Yeah.
So I'm like out of that when I'm out of town. And so I tend to stay up late and I'll be on my phone mm-hmm. or watching reruns of Sports Center because they don't have any good channels or something. But I'm there, I'm watching videos and it was just weird because sometimes, you know, certain videos will make me cry, right? And usually, or they'll make me feel a type of way. And a lot of times I just like kind of like choke it down.
Sure,
I won't let it happen. And so I'm alone. So I'm like, well, fuck. I watched this one video and I'm like, and I found myself, and this is kind of the thing. It's like, I should be okay to cry, right? Mm-hmm. And it's okay to, I think, cry to let some of those emotion out. Because I rarely ever cry.
It does feel good when you just let it go.
But I found myself not, I was trying to hold back my crying, right? Mm-hmm. Because I was like, trying to be tough, but I'm like, I'm alone. What am I fucking doing? It's like so ingrained to not cry that I'm trying not to cry in front of nobody.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And so it's like, you know, you got to like remind yourself it's okay to cry sometimes, I think. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But like this video, I don't know. It was really a touching video in itself because it was this kid, he was young. You can tell like maybe he wasn't a gangbanger per se, but he seemed to have that persona. Yeah. Like I'm stereotyping for sure, but he had this moment to like hang out with his boys or hang out with his daughter. Uh-huh. Right. And he goes and he's talking about it, how he chose to be with his daughter.
No, this is like a real guy.
This is real. Right. Yeah. And he's like, he's talking about how he chose this to, he's going to stay. Mm-hmm. He's going to hang out with his daughter and she's young and she's like, talks about how she loves him and said stuff and he's eating, they had eggs and bacon and shit for dinner. Like it was like such this, it was this moment,
like a fun, like memory this, kind of moment.
Yeah. But it was something he noticed as a, for her was like a core memory moment.
Yeah.
Because he was like, he's trying not to cry. He's trying to hold it in. Like, dude, all it took was, you know, eggs and bacon.
Felt good that he made right choice.
Yeah. In that you can moment. Tell like, he was like, fuck, I made this right choice. But like, he was happy and like, it's one of those emotional moments that I felt that just because it's like, as a parent, sometimes you take for granted those little small things. Cause you think you need to do something with your kids. Like you need to go to this
Disneyland,
big scrap.
And, like, yeah. Right. Right.
Well, in a sense, sometimes it's just
all they want is you.
They just
want
to hang out for 2 seconds they to just do want this you, yeah. or, hey, let's make a couple Legos, something so simple.
Right.
And so it made me think of the things that I, as a parent, missed. Mm-hmm. That, you know, maybe made certain choices not so right. And so like
sure.
the emotions hit me. And so I'm like kind of relating to them, but I'm also like reflecting on my mistakes as a parent, sure. which we all have. But, you know, it's always trying not to dwell on those mistakes. That's really hard to do because I don't know. As I think as a parent, I don't know if it's normal, but for me, it's like I tend to hold on to those negative moments.
Sure.
And so it's like harder to let go. So when I seen that, I was like, okay. Damn, I could have just did this. And, you know, I'm not like blubbering like that, but, you know.
fuck me. I should just jump out this window. No.
I can't.
I can't do it anymore.
It's shut. It only opens a corner.
Damn safety bar.
Yeah.
Don't commit suicide. No. That would be a horrible thing.
But it was just, it was such a heartfelt moment. And I don't know.
Yeah.
It was so cool though.
No, I'm with you. For the sake of transparency, I'll share. I had a moment like that. I've told you before, I can't talk highly enough of this show. For me, it was one of the best ever. Mike Flanagan show, Midnight Mass.
Oh yeah.
Love that show. There's a scene where a character loses her baby. Like she's pregnant and she loses her baby.
Isn't that a movie?
Midnight Mass. It's a mini series. Oh, like it's in that vein of like Hill House and all that.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Right? Okay,
they use the kind of the same acting.
Yeah,
group.
That's right. You've so, talked about this.
She's with, I guess you'd say, like the main character, and he and her are kind of like starting to blossom a romance, and she's found out that this baby she had from a bad marriage has died. Mm. And so she's very sad. So he's just like sitting with her, like they're just having a conversation. And she asks, they're kind of getting deep. They're talking about what happens after you die.
Yeah.
And he says this thing about how, and like you can hear music kind of playing softly in the background, right?
Builds
and
up.
They're slowly like zooming in on his face as he explains how he thinks that we're just energy and we're just energy in a body. And then that energy, we pass and the energy just dissipates. And it goes with all the energy that it has ever been and ever will be is all contained in like this universe. Here. And we just come back to that one energy thing. And then we get reborn in all these different people and things, and it's just the same energy together, and you're like, oh. And then she goes, well, my baby never had a chance to meet anyone. No one ever got the chance to love my baby. And so like I believe that in, like, and she goes into like heaven and this idea that everyone that ever loved would love this baby, wraps it in their arms and holds this baby, and it has more love than it's ever known and blah blah blah, because it never had a soul, it never had a chance. And I'm painting the wall and no one's around, I'm like, god fucking damn it. I'm like deeply crying, like, I don't, bitch, time to stop.
I just picture you there half not even painting at this moment. I'm like, you're just listening.
Jesus Christ. It got me. It got me. I watched that show like three times. The third time hearing that, I'm like, god.
I need to
little baby watch died. That. It's a really good show.
I feel like I watched it, but I have to.
If you're like uber religious, you'd probably be like, ugh. But if you're like me and it's kind of like, I'm cool with God. Like, I love the whole God thing's great with me. It's more the people and the institutions that really get my gander, if you will.
No, yeah.
The show's like, it's just great in that you can see how the messaging of God can be misused in a really bad way. So it's just really, I thought, a fantastic show. It's on par with Sopranos, and that's hard in my book.
Oh, okay.
I mean, yeah. So
you'd like it like that, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I'll have to check that out. Yeah. I feel like I keep confusing it with, there's a movie, I swear to God, called Midnight something.
There
Midnight
could be.
Mass. It's like a Johnny Depp movie.
Oh, Midnight Massacre. No, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I feel like there's a movie. That's why there I keep thinking. That's why be. I always ask. What
just look at that. Netflix has it. It's a Netflix thing. Mike Flanagan, one of those.
Yeah.
Yep. It's great.
You know, I don't know. It's always weird. Like, because at home, I don't, like, we'll watch something together. And there's certain things that'll make me, they choke me up.
Yeah.
But I always choke them back either, you know,
like, right.
I'm not showing Elise hearing them cry. Sometimes I'll feel the tear coming and I'll just like go like this.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm wiping something
I
away.
Always think of that Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs with that big buff cop.
Yeah.
Like the tear starts to go down. She goes, get back in there, tear. And he sucks it back in his eye.
Yeah.
No, there is something about not being allowed to do it. And sometimes, like you said, like, you can feel the therapeutic nature of crying. I'll kind of push myself towards it. If I can feel I'm in that mode, I'll be like, all right, you got to think of more sad crap, because you can feel like just energy wise, you need to get that out.
And that's how it felt. Like I'm reflecting on things and it's just, I'm trying to let it out, but I could feel myself fighting it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I ugly cry too. Like I can't breathe.
Like I was fuck. I'm like sitting there, tears are just streaming down my face. But I don't like cry out loud. I don't like do that. But I was just like, fucking shit. Why the fuck am I crying? I'll piss what, off. God,
my man. Voice though. Like
I need to stop cussing.
Because what I've done is when I was a kid, we lost my grandma, who I was really close to, and that was very hard. So like it took forever to get over that. As an adult, losing people has been a lot easier because of how hard that was. So like when people I've loved have died, I've usually had one solid cry. Like they pass, I think about them, tears go, Blanca's usually around, so I try to talk. And my voice is listening where I can't really talk. And it pisses me off because I'm like, it's fucking voice. I'm just trying to get her to
Is it because you got the knot too?
Yes, it's that stupid knot.
And you're just like,
I can't I'm trying to just, okay. And I stop for a second. All right. Okay. Oh my God. I feel like Steve Carell. Yeah. Oh no.
Oh my God. I've been seeing Kermit the Frog videos, and they're so wrong because Kermit would be flashing that that cucumber. He's like,
helicopter.
Kermit's dirty. Oh, Miss Piggy, look. Oh.
No, he'll talk to like, I tell Omega, so it'll be a video chat. He's like, hey, and they'll say something. He's like, you want me to ruin your childhood? And then he'll do that. And I'm like, Kermit, bro, you need to
come on, Kermit.
Yeah. But no, sometimes I don't know. It's just that I hate that feeling.
It's a human thing. So yeah. Well, you got to let that out sometimes.
I let mine out one time in public, but it was in my brother's wedding. Right. And I went to go. I don't know what the fuck came over me. I felt like maybe it was an obligation.
You felt the power of God.
The power of grass compelled me.
The power of grace.
The power of grass compelled me. In the name.
In the name of grass.
Yeah, over there in Seattle, it was like that. You know, hippity dippity.
Yeah.
No, but
so anyway, like, so you just took it upon yourself to go speak at your brother's.
Yeah.
You weren't like set to do it.
I wasn't set. Like, I wasn't
Rolandoed it.
Bro, I wasn't even in the wedding. Yeah, it was. I was with Elena. It was me and Elena. And she was
little.
Yeah. But I'm going up there to, you know, talk. Yeah, my brother. I'm so proud of him. I forget the shit I was saying. But it was, you know, shit I meant about how, you know, I love my brother and how, I, you know, there's things about him I love. You know, I love that he's, you know, outgoing, outspoken, you know, this and that and the other.
Yeah.
But it was like a moment I start crying because I'm like, I think I'm feeling bad because I, as a brother, I'm like, I've missed a lot of, you know, his moments.
Sure.
I left the house early, you know, so it's like.
So you're just down on yourself all the time.
Like, I was. Yeah, I was always.
I was like, piece of shit. Jesse ran over trying to open a window.
No. So I was like, but I was just like. You know, I was proud of him. I was really proud of him. That you know, but I'm crying in front of people. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I'm out of here.
Right.
Shortly after I left. Fuck that. Sorry, bro. Didn't mean
it. I'm so proud of you. I'm fucking out of here.
Yeah. I'm out.
Well,
I don't know. It's good. Like I said in a few podcasts ago, I'm in a good headspace, and I still really feel that way.
Yeah, it's kind of funny because like last year, you know, we've been on a real roller coaster on this podcast because like I think when we started, neither one of us was really in a great place. And then last year
we just didn't realize it.
We both kind of hit a point where we really tried to improve our lives, but there were still elements of our lives that were kind of out of whack.
Yeah.
And now it's like I'm not as hardcore into the like trying to get healthy. Which I probably need to go back a little bit. And again, that balance.
You got to find that fine line, though. Sometimes you just go so hard that it burns out.
I went
so
hard last year that like I couldn't do anything else. Like I'd work and then make sure I got my exercise in. And then, you know, it's like we've been working on the house. We've been, you know, I've been spending time with my kids doing that kind of stuff. And like, so there is that balancing level.
Yeah.
But I am happier right now than I've been in 2 years, 3 years, whatever. How long?
Yeah.
I feel very, like you're saying, like kind of like in the right place.
Yeah.
The right time, kind of a feel, you know?
Yep. That's how I've been feeling.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like it.
Yeah,
I don't
it's
know
a
if
good it,
like I said, if it's work related or whatnot.
Could be.
But I was thinking also like being proud of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of hard to do, to feel proud of yourself.
To actually look at it through that lens of like,
yeah, because I'm looking at, I'm kind of looking where I'm at and I'm like, okay, I'm trying to be proud of this moment, you know, of where I'm at in life.
Yeah.
So, you know, like,
well,
I know, like for me, it's hard to do that sometimes to
feel
like proud of it.
Sure. Yeah.
But then
it's easy to take it for granted.
Yeah. Right? But now I'm like, you know what? Fuck that. I feel good about it. Like, I feel good about just life in general and everything.
You should.
Direction of my careers. I mean, it's where it's at, but it's like I'm doing better. I don't know, it feels good, you know.
Yeah, well, you're getting out there and I think you're finding like your zone.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like how I feel. I've been a part of some like, you know, groups within my school where I work, where I've definitely developed deeper relationships with like, you know, our principal. Like, I always got along with her, but like I feel like there's a jokey level you know, professional relationship that I now have. I feel like I'm able to let my personality out. Just a safe place instead of me just feeling like because I have that poser mentality. I forget what they call it.
Yeah.
But there's like a certain mentality that people can have where you feel like you're an imposter. I think they call it the imposter, where you never feel like you actually know what you're doing. Like, even if you're doing a good job, you don't feel like
you belong.
You always feel like, I'm just, you know, I'm not good at this. I'm not really, I'm just pretending and someone's going to find out. I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And blah, blah, blah. It's the imposter syndrome. So I have that pretty bad.
No, I have that.
And my cousin talks about having it too. I never heard of that. And I look at her and she's like she's always been very smart. Like, you feel that way too? So it's definitely a mental thing.
Now, do you think that's just a human nature to feel
that
way?
I think
it's
partly, but I think it's personality type.
Yeah. I feel that same way. Like,
yeah, it's like, even if you have reason to believe that you do a good job, you just think, I don't know what I'm doing. I never know what I'm doing. I'm a poser and people are going to find out that I'm fake. And it's weird.
No,
but I don't have that
anxiety
in me anymore. Yeah. And part of it, I'm on venlafaxine and taking medication for anxiety. That's definitely helped again.
I think that probably does, but I think
like you said though, like, you're getting out in the field, you're doing an element of the job that gives you something, like gives you energy, that feeds your soul.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, it does.
And that's kind of
a good way to put it.
I think me building these relationships with key people in my building and getting out a little more and being able to kind of joke around a little bit and let loose and seeing the response of like, oh, okay, like, people like me for who I am.
Yeah.
And then your guard gets let down a little bit.
Yeah,
you need to feel safe wherever you're at to feel whole and to feel in a good place.
Yeah, no, that's true. Because I get that feeling sometimes. Like, yeah, I'm always on guard. Mm-hmm. You know, like, better not. You know.
Yeah. Right. You gotta be careful. Like, a workplace, you obviously you gotta keep
but
jokes.
So I've been going to the Oregon site, you know, a little more recently because you know, we're looking for someone, and so I've been interviewing or whatever, but. You know, the staff
sure the workload gets
but the staff they know me a little bit, so they feel comfortable with me, and I'm starting to feel a little more comfortable, like, throwing a joke out here and there.
Yeah,
right. But I always did that out because I don't know. I think I found where maybe I'm good at is, like, I'm just naturally good with customer service, right? I'm naturally good just talking to someone.
But do you feel like where it came from is different? Like, there's that social awkward nervousness where you throw a joke out, and then there's like, I'm throwing a joke out because I think this would be funny, and I'm sharing.
I think it's funny.
Yeah.
It's not, there's definitely times that there's an awkward moment.
Yeah.
But I'm already awkward. I already say weird random things.
Gotcha.
And sometimes I don't even think about it. It just comes out. It's just naturally some of the shit that I say just comes out, and I'm like, because I'll be thinking and I'll just say it.
Yeah.
I don't. Oh, maybe I should win. I don't know if this is a good idea. But sometimes I just feel, I don't know, I can feel people.
Yeah.
That's how I'm very, like, in tune with the nature. So, like, yeah. That's how it sounds. But no, what I mean, like, I don't like people, but I need that now that I noticed.
I don't like people, but I need them. I get what you mean.
You know what I mean?
I totally get what you mean.
Like,
I need my alone time, but too much alone time is not good.
Yeah,
I need to be. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And I think, like you said, and now it's gotten even worse because you guys don't go in but once
every 10 weeks,
months, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, like, you getting out in the field,
and
I thought this would happen, and it sounds like it kind of is happening. Things are just going the right direction. You get out there, it feeds you a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
So you know, you double down on your work because it's like, you're feeling good.
Yeah.
You're in the zone of doing the work, which I can see being at home would be so hard to stay motivated on work.
It's
such a weird mental space to be.
So like my thing is, and I've said it a million, it's like, paperwork stuff is like my weakness, right?
Yeah.
Like, working at that it's hard for me, but there's things I know I need to improve on.
Yeah.
And so being out on the field as I'm doing stuff, I'm noticing the things that I need to do to help, you know, my team, in a sense, how to improve myself.
Yeah.
And I had this conversation with Alicia, like, going through their tickets, maybe working a little closer with a different tech because I can see that they're struggling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Trying to be like a mentor, in a sense.
Yeah.
And trying to get into that realm.
Leadership.
Yeah. I mean, there's things I can do to, you know, I can make that happen easily. I don't need to always envision myself looking like a fucking Obama and being able to talk like that, or being on like, these like great like that style of leadership. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, on the ground, boots on the ground.
Yeah, leadership. So I feel like for me, that's it.
Yeah,
I'm in my zone right now. Like
that's awesome.
So it's like
that's really great, and you're getting some good feedback from your supervisor and all that on it.
Yeah, like Tyler, he's cool as hell with it. Like he's, I think, he senses it, so he's cool with it.
Yeah, and it's a value to the company. I mean, you know, you're getting stuff caught up there.
Oh yeah,
and you definitely. How do you manage people when you don't know them? When you're not actually knowing what's going on there, and you're constantly like, "Hey, so what's going on there?"
Well, see, right? Me doing some of the stuff that they should do that they didn't do, like I get a good idea of like how I could actually like monitor that.
Yeah, right.
And I can like look into that stuff
and what questions to ask. Like, hey, you know, this thing. How are we looking? How's that room looking?
Like because of the inventories. I could go on. It's just so boring.
Inventory this week, you guys.
So today on Live with Larry and his inventory.
We're going to change the name of the podcast. Just Weirdly Inventoried.
But yeah.
Yeah.
But it was cool.
No, it's good. It's good stuff.
The weather, though, it was like crazy because on my way there, we started getting snow here.
Yeah.
And it had snowed the night before, and so I was like, okay, I'm leaving. And so on my way there, it was fine up until I hit Salem because it was nighttime. Once I got a little closer to Salem, snow, the weather was bad.
Yeah.
And you can tell, I'm like, man, Oregon, take care of your roads, bro. Like Salem, they didn't take care of like their main streets, right?
This like is the plowing,
yeah,
you mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if it's just they don't get snow, so
they don't get a lot of snow. They probably don't have the budgeting for it or something.
But they needed So the whole place was closed. So I show up to the clinic 8 a.m. the next day, Monday, and I drive up and, you know, obviously there's snow on the ground. And I'm like, where the fuck? There's no one parked in the back, which are worse. Usually that's where I park and there's always cars.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, let me just cruise around to the front. It's empty. And I was like, oh my God.
So I
park back in the back. I open my laptop. I have Wi-Fi. And I notice that the clinic director, she's on our team's chat. She's in the team's chat.
Uh-huh.
So I am her. I'm like, hey, is the clinic open? She's like, not until noon. Yeah. Like, oh, some bitch. But like that whole week, it was just weird with the weather, man. Yeah. Like they got freezing rain.
Right.
They freaking.
Yeah, the west side's been way colder than normal.
Yeah. There was a clinic open up late a couple times when I was there.
Mm-hmm.
Like I showed up one day early. Luckily, the alarm was not set, so I was able to go in and just
nice.
For a few hours I was by just myself
stuff.
Yeah,
going. That's good for IT, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, nice. Like no one's gonna ask me shit.
Yeah, just get caught.
I can be loud things. You know what I mean? I can do it. Just walk through the clear.
You cry.
I just cry. What?
Tying cords together and crying.
Dude, I'm telling you, Cable Imagine's the worst. I would cry doing that shit.
But that's your thing, isn't it?
I love it.
Having it nice. And
oh, dude.
Yeah.
I have pictures because of she put these units together, right? She tracked her hours, 60 hours, people, right? To set up these computers or these just workstations. So it's monitors, keyboards, mice. There's a phone and a docking station, right?
Okay. Yeah.
She puts in the tickets like, oh, I spent 20 hours setting up equipment. And I'm like in this area and I'm like, where?
There's no way.
You didn't spend no time. You just threw it there. Like all the cables are all over the place. Nothing's, they're plugged into the docking station. Nothing's powered on. Nothing's actually plugged into the power. And I'm like, oh my God. So I clean all that up. So I went through and I had to do that shit.
Just kind of redo what was already out
there. Oh yeah. Yeah. It was terrible. It was terrible.
Huh?
Do your job, people. That's all I'm saying.
It will actually help you in the end if you do your job. If you don't know how to do your job well, you know,
but
reach out.
When I was there, though, I went.
Good got, ideas.
I went to a dispensary and bought me like joints here and there because I bought this the day before. Me and Lisa went to the store. I bought a Zippo lighter.
Nice.
And it just felt so. I didn't realize the Zippos didn't come with fuel.
Oh. Okay.
So on my way there, I stopped at Biggs, got some fuel.
Biggs Junction.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And then, God, it's just so cool. Clink.
Yeah.
And then I clink.
You got to get to that point where you know how to like flick it open and get the light on all at
once. Yeah, that'd be sick.
Yeah.
But I did it and just
Yeah. See, with
I just do it on purpose just because I thought it so. I just thought it looked so cool.
Yeah.
To me, I probably look like a big idiot, but no, like, you know, awesome.
There's something about that old school flick and then doing this.
It's, you know, it's the noise for me.
It is.
It's very like that sense. It.
Yeah.
Like, when
it's kind of like in a movie when they cock the gun 15 times to rethreaten.
Yeah.
It's yeah.
You know, I love hearing when the gun does that or when the bullets hit the ground.
Uh-huh.
Cling, 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 cling. Oh, yeah. That's cool.
That's a sexy sound right there.
It really kind of is, though.
Yeah, see, with a cigar, I would love to use a Zippo, and it would work. But you really got to get that high heat.
Well, see, you know, you had told me about that before, and I never thought about that until you had told me about that. Just recently on one of the podcasts, I used like a torch lighter.
Yeah, right.
And so I tried that with the joint and it works so much better because it burns evenly.
It gets, yeah. And it really starts that flame good. And sometimes I'll still screw up a cigar. I don't smoke cigars that often. So I'll buy them here
three times
there.
A week,
just, you know, three a day. That
cool. My
but,
God.
It's, you know, it's like really, if you screw it up, there's nothing worse than a cigar that doesn't smoke well. It's just very,
yeah.
But if you get it right, then it's very easy. And it's just a very relaxing experience. You just sit there, got like an hour.
It's kind of cool looking.
To just sit and chill.
I can only smoke a cigar so much.
Yeah.
Because I'll get like I don't know if it's a smoke or what, but like I get a little headache.
That nicotine, I mean, definitely you kind of get that rush. Like
I need something harder. That's what I'm trying to get at.
If I don't do it at all, like, you know, if it's been like a year or something, because sometimes like I think it had been about a year before the last one that I smoked. And
oh, really?
Damn. Yeah, it's been a while. I mean, maybe not a full year, but several months.
Yeah. Like you said, you don't really smoke that
often. No, I'm not. I wouldn't consider myself a consumer of tobacco products, but every once in a while, a cigar. And so I'm, you know, you'll do it and you do kind of get a head rush. It is like a mini high. Like, I don't think I would drive while smoking one. I don't think.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be illegal necessarily, but I don't know that it wouldn't impact. Because you get kind of that lightheadedness, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know.
You'd be afraid, like, oh, shit.
If any cigar company out there would like to be a sponsor, I am in the market. I would love.
Any dispensary company, I would.
Magic Mind, a dispensary for this guy, a cigar company for me.
Edibles, I mean, I'm all down.
We are in the market.
I actually got to quit doing all that.
I'm going to put this.
I think I'm going to quit doing that for a bit.
There we go. Magic
Mind. And then do this side.
Let's do that side. There we go. Magic Mind. Look at that, you guys. That's some artwork up there. You're going to have to zoom in really close. They're itty bitty bottles, but
they're so well.
Did we show the artwork? Did we show you? We did.
Yeah, we
did like a close up.
I went up close.
Look at that.
It's like a wave with waves.
It's
shit.
Very Japanese. I love it.
It is.
I love it. I want to remember what that type of art is.
I don't know. There was. I got Elena a sweater or something that kind of had that.
Yeah. I used to have a wall poster that was like that. That real, like,
yeah,
everyone's seen it.
Yeah. So I want cool. that.
Actually. I lost it. I would still have it hanging up.
I just seen that for sale at Ross not that long ago.
Yeah. I love it.
But
it seems like so easy, too. Like, I could make it, but then I'd try to make it and it would look
I would suck.
Not good. But
so know. I was in Walmart and I think this was after I got back.
I have a Walmart story, too. Thank you for bringing that up. Go ahead.
Oh, so I'm in Walmart and Elton John is on. Live.
I thought you were going to say you ran into Elton John.
That would have been
at the
so
Portland
sick.
Walmart.
I was at Walmart here in Kennewick.
Okay.
That's even crazier.
That would be nuts.
I could see Hello, Portland.
Jesse.
Hello, mate.
He's just walking around with a little piano.
But it was a live version of The Sun Goes Down on Me.
Yeah. Okay.
You know the song I'm talking about?
I think so.
The sun goes down. Oh, you know,
yeah, okay. Yeah.
It was with Michael or George Michael.
Yes. Okay.
And I was like sitting there. I don't know. I love that song, right?
Uh-huh.
But I told Lisa, I was like sitting there. There's people around. I'm like, God damn. I was like, babe, you know, this is the first song I made love to. She like looks at me. She's like, I go, funny. I lost my virginity to this fucking song. And I did. It was cool.
I was just thinking about it.
No, I was kidding. But I was like, God, that'd be an interesting song to lose to.
Man.
It's such a good song.
Yeah.
It really is. The live version?
I lost it to Welcome to the Jungle.
Welcome to the Jungle.
I'm just kidding. I'm joking.
She pulls out your pants.
Welcome to the Jungle. We got all the games.
If you made love to you,
like what rhythm was you going to?
That's one thing I don't think I've done. I've done it, but just it's not something I do. You know, like put music on to like have sex. It just seems so
over the top. It's an extra step.
Like it's too. Yeah, it's distracting to be honest with you. Because I'll start listening to the song and I'm like, God, this is a good song. She's like,
you're not moving. Oh yeah, sorry.
Sorry, the lyrics though, man, they're powerful.
Yeah.
Whitney Houston?
Well, I think having children probably ruins most of the
But you think you would
environmental
turn up the radio, honey?
Right. Yeah, you would think you'd use it as a cover, but kids are pretty good at learning that kind of.
Well, because it's weird to hear old-time 50s music coming out of your parents.
What did our grandparents listen to? They turned the record player on. My grandma.
That's how DJ was invented. Grandpa was giving it to grandma. She hit that record.
Worker. One of my grandparents liked polka music a lot.
Did I ever tell you a story how you were conceived? Yeah, son?
We were at a polka festival.
It was a wild night.
God.
That's not even your dad.
That's not your dad. Just letting you know.
Yeah.
It's some polka guy.
It's some Polly. That'd be awesome.
So my Walmart story, I went the other night. I'm trying to finalize a game I've been working on for a few years. So I needed to get a few elements for that. And Blanca wasn't feeling well. So I was getting some medicine for her. It was like 9:30, 10 o'clock. Okay. So it's like the last moment for the best people in the world to go to Walmart. You know, like you got to get it before it closes.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of like going to the liquor store before 2 a.m. So
they close at 11 now.
Yeah, which is just wild. It still blows my mind that I can't be there all night. But this guy. I could see him, like, you know, when you just know someone's going to come talk to you. And he was kind of like, I had no judgment. Like, I didn't really care. But like, he had like a neck tattoo. He had like a big earring. And he definitely looked like a guy that's lived a life.
Intimidating a little bit.
And I mean, I'm just like, there's that little bit. It's like, are you going to want to fight me? Like, what? Where are we going? He was very nice. He came up, obviously a little intoxicated. And he was like wanting to talk about my height. And I'm like, okay, usually people don't want to talk about it.
Is
I'm 6'4". I'm not a giant, but I'm tall enough. Usually I'm one of the taller people around.
Yeah.
Not always.
You're above average.
It really bothers me when I'm not in that top tier. But it's weird. It doesn't make me upset. It's just not what I'm used to.
I had a feeling this one time. Sorry to cut your story.
No,
we'll just pause it for a sec. Me, Tom, and Fred went and picked up some furniture for Louie. And before that, we stopped at this AutoZone store, right? Not AutoZone, but like one of those
auto parts store. Yeah,
and there was a kid, there was a guy in there that was pretty short. Like my wife's taller.
Feet,
yeah, Elise is taller than he was.
Yeah,
and I got in the truck and I go, Tom, is that how you feel when I stand next to you? I was like, because I felt like I was 6'4 right now. I was standing next to
him. I don't even pay attention. Like, to me, it's not even a thing.
Dude, it felt so good.
If I'm the shorter guy, then I feel it.
When I'm the taller guy like that, oh, God, I felt powerful.
you're
I felt like him. I towered over him. He would probably take me out.
No, it's he was obviously slightly intoxicated.
Yeah.
And I put the pieces together as he was talking to me. So it's like him and his girlfriend, wife, whatever. He's like, you want to come back to that? No, he didn't do that.
Is it true?
He's like, how big are your feet? So he's like asking about being tall. He's like, oh, he's like, what's it like to be tall? I'm like, that's really all I know. Like, it's fine. And he's like, oh, you know, I'll bet like basically things are really easy for you when you're tall. But he didn't mean it like rude. He just meant like, Things are good for you when you're tall.
Yeah, you get girls easier, all that stuff.
Right, okay.
It's true.
That has not been my experience, but okay. So he just kind of is like going, but it's like one of those times where like he's asking you questions, but he already has the answer in his head. So no matter what you say, it's just confirming in his mind what he already knows.
Yeah.
And so he's like, do you have any siblings? And like, yeah, I have a younger brother. And he's like, is he taller or shorter? And like, he's about my height. And he's like, oh, both of you guys tall. And like, yeah. He's like, so you both had a DZ7. Like, well, I mean, like, I said, like, I think, no matter what you are, like, you find things to feel self-conscious about. Yeah, like, you sure. know, like, I don't think anybody just feels like magically great about themselves all the time. But he didn't hear that. He's like, tall, easy. And so he, which, I mean, I'm not saying it's
so
not.
He went home and beat himself
so
up.
So he, what it boiled down to was his wife has a son who's taller than him.
Oh,
and it bothers him that he's taller than him because the kid doesn't listen well. And the wife comes back. And he's like, listen to this story. Like, this is the best story I've ever heard. And I'm like, it's not really a story. Just he was asking about my height. I'm like, height. I have a brother who's my height.
So he's a step parent to the kid.
That's what I gathered. And the boy is taller than him, so doesn't respect him like he should. But he gets into it and he's like, so he makes a comment at her expense of it boils down to like the parenting. Oh. And she like rolls her eyes and walks out. I'm like, I see where this whole thing was going.
So what it is you need to stop drinking.
Yeah.
In front of that kid.
But
probably.
That's actually the thought that I had was like, you know, when you let loose and you have a good time and you feel like it's all fun and games, then you come into face to face with somebody in that zone. And I don't shit on the guy. We've all been there. I can't even say nothing. At one time or another, unless you never drank. And if so, yeah, great
I've,
for you.
I've shit the sticks but too it's many like, times.
You know, when you think that you're in the zone and like everybody loves you, it's like in those moments you look and you're like, thank God.
So this guy's mentally, this guy's like hard, having a hard time with this.
He's struggling with this concept of being disrespected by this kid and he's feeling bad because he knows he's not the tallest. But this kid's taller than him, probably disrespecting him. And he feels that the mom shouldn't be allowing this and she is. But he's probably not seeing the fact that, like you said, he's drinking in front of this kid probably.
Yeah, he needs to make himself feel a little more confident because I'm sure he's not eluding the confidence.
Yeah.
Because he's already feeling like not a superior.
Yeah.
And you don't want to feel like a superior, obviously.
No, but I mean, like, to a kid, like you are an adult, there should be a level of respect there.
Like for me, I'm 5'7", 5'8". We'll say 5'8".
That's around like I'm the average. Shoes. That's like.
But like, I'm not necessarily this tall guy, but I feel like sometimes I elude that I'm bigger than I am.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't mean that as like,
first
I'm a bigger
time I met
person.
You, I got the sense of like a police officer. You've got that kind of stance.
Yeah, like, yeah. I don't know. That's, yeah, I remember you telling me that. I'm like, I don't know. But like,
this guy make a good cop. I saw that.
I have a confidence within myself.
Sure.
Even when I'm not the most confident, I always like try to like carry myself that way.
Yeah.
So you can make yourself bigger in a sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you can. It's like when you see like a bear, you got to
But if you're not showing that kid respect, he's not going to show you. Being a step-parent is the hardest.
Well, that's the thing I'd say is my guess is, and you know, again, not judgmental because I get where the guy's coming from.
Yeah.
And like I said, I think we've all been in that spot where we're not.
He's like, he has a bigger dick than me.
Look, we were sword fighting and he won. It was very demeaning. I hope he wasn't fighting with his teenage stepson. But
that's disturbing.
But it is one of those things like, you know, you do have to kind of take account if you're not feeling well and maybe you're consuming a lot of alcohol and things like that. Oh. That's not going to help you feel better. It's not going to make the situation better. It's going to compound it because the kid's not respecting.
You're just gonna hit and dwell on that.
Right.
The more you
so drink. Substance use probably needs to, you know, and they always talk about replacement therapy. So if you're tired, if you've been drinking, if you're having a hard time, you need to replace it with something. What better than Magic Mind? Instead of drinking that alcohol you're used to every night, pull up a Magic Mind.
Right, dude. He would want to procrastinate on the parenting.
You won't procrastinate on parenting.
You should have just put your hand on his shoulder and been like, maybe you shouldn't drink.
Yeah. Hey, bro.
Stop being a fucking idiot.
Man to man.
I can't even say nothing, though, because I've been there.
Well, no, me too. That's the thing of like no judgment. I truly am not judging him because it's like I've never walked around Walmart like that, like talking to strangers. But I've definitely been annoying. I've been annoying to friends or annoying to Blanca or Alicia. Like,
I know that
there have been moments where I have thought I'm just the greatest thing since sliced cheese.
Dude, we both, me and you both.
And, it's annoying. It's a little like, okay, guys, shut up. But I did feel for the guy on that human level. Like, you obviously don't have everything that you need together, and you're trying. But
you know what's crazy is just some of the little things I feel kind of not bad for him, but like I can see she's like, the girl's probably going through some shit.
She's annoyed, like, with him.
She's like, oh, here we go. Well, again.
And it was clear, like, he was shitting on her. He was shitting on her parenting right there in the store. It just was one of those things. Like, it was awkward to be a part of that. I was polite to him. Like, I answered his questions. I talked to him.
Which is a reflection on him, I think, you know, more.
It's where his mental state is. Yeah. He's down on himself, so he's projecting it towards her.
Don't let the sun go down on me.
So let's listen to that first song you ever made love to. And, it is true. When something feels out of control in your life or out of whack, it makes you feel self-doubtful, and that kind of has a spiraling effect.
It does. Just
pull you down farther and farther, taking control of little things and building that up to bigger and bigger things.
Yeah.
Take control of your life.
I think the drinking one is going to be the key, because for me, that's what it was. Because
compounding thing. Oh, yeah. Dude,
when I would drink and I would get like drunk sometimes, I was bad about talking about like myself, like in a sense he was doing that, but he was doing it like in a roundabout way. You know what I mean?
Yep. Absolutely.
Like me, I'm more like, I'm just a piece of shit.
It really was
blah, blah, blah.
He felt no confidence in his height, but his height.
Was he short? How tall was he?
He was like an average dude. He wasn't like short.
Was he taller than me?
He was probably about your height. No. I'm thinking. So he had nothing to feel bad about.
I played basketball like I'm his height.
He looks at me like I could just feel the eyes. I'm like, ah, shit. Here we go. But he was polite about it. Well,
that's why you put your hand on his, hey, guy. Yeah. Hey, little fella.
Come here, little buddy. Yeah, I just pick him up by his armpits. Come here, sit on Papa's lap. Come here, old buddy. What's wrong?
Let Papa talk to you. We had a good
cry together. And
he was a blubbery crier.
I just like
snot all over.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It was a different experience. And then I got up to the checkout, and the guy was like an older guy, and they always had the best sense of humor. So I was buying the medicine for Blanca, and it had some ingredient in it, so you can't just buy it. And it's all self-checkout at Walmart.
It is.
So he walks over, and he looks at me, goes, you 18? And I go, yeah, a little over, right? Thinking I'm making the joke. Then he goes, I can't sell it to you. I go, okay. And he goes, yeah. You have to be 18. Can't be younger. Can't be older. I go, oh,
gotcha.
He laughs. He's like, I was like, cortisol. I laughed so hard.
He got you good.
He got me. I was like, I know, I was joking with you. You're joking with me. Like, yo.
That's a good one.
It's funny. He did not break at all. It was pretty wonderful.
I wonder if he's the older man. There's like an older guy.
He is. He's kind of got a beard and stuff.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Totally. He's playing it perfect. He's like, I can't sell to you. You have to be 18.
Sorry.
Must be 18. Can't be older. Can't be younger. Very literal.
What if that was the rule?
I love it. That's literally what it says. Does not say must be over 18. It says must be 18. That's really on them.
That's it.
Like, they should refuse to sell it to anybody but 18-year-olds.
Like, I just need this fucking medicine.
It's what it said. The guy's clearly over 18.
How old are you? Well, I'm 38.
Man, it's so sorry. Weird. I usually do the thing where, like, you're ready to get your ID out because you know they're not going to ask, but in case they do. And it's always kind of a shock when they actually do want to see it. It's like, oh, shit. All right.
It's been a while since
you gotta
I've
pull
had
the
it.
Actual card out.
I thought I was going to have to do that when I bought. So, on New Year's, I bought a case of beer for Jaime and for them when they came over, and never asked for my ID.
No, they usually
don't. You know what I'm waiting from Walmart, though? I'm waiting for my W forms, because I've been working there for the last year, 2 years. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get where you're going.
You know what I mean? Like,
I've been checking myself out for years now.
I told Alicia, I go, I'm going to put this on a fucking application.
Do you know what I think?
I got checker experience. I got fucking register experience.
Seriously.
Can you not put that on there?
I think please that what me. Walmart was doing, one of their executives was like having a late night and they put in Office Space. And they saw that scene where Milton was not working there anymore. So they fixed the glitch.
We fixed the glitch.
They just didn't tell him. Like, they figured that part would work itself out. And then he's like, we're going to make our customers Milton. They're going to show up for work every day and not know they're working.
I'm like, damn.
Well, the only thing that makes me mad, and I won't name a company specifically, because now that we have, like, now that we're big enough, we've got a sponsor. I'm like, I don't want to get sued. let's say there's a hypothetical company called Shawmart.
Yeah, yeah.
And Shawmart decides that they want to cut costs. So they're going to pay a bunch of people to work, but they're going to make you as the customer work for free. And then they're going to bitch and piss and moan about the fact that more people are stealing things. But they're not going to solve the problem. The problem being people checking themselves out.
So
they're just going to double down on self-checkout.
So and, the thing is, though, they're probably saving more money. Even though shit's getting stolen more, their overall profit is probably still greater because they're not having to pay the employees.
The data does not support the fact that there are more people stealing. And I think what's really happening is a lot of people, like, you know, those little items that get kind of mixed. Mm-hmm. People are accidentally either double charging themselves, which they never talk about that side of it.
Oh, yeah.
Or one little thing gets mixed in and they don't realize it and they leave and they don't look at the receipt. I don't. I've probably stolen stuff on accident.
Oh, I have.
But like, how do you prove it's on purpose for one thing? And there is some accountability on you as a mega corporation. You do kind of have a responsibility. Employ people. Like, you want to be a big shot white collar executive, then do your social duty and employ people in this economy. Yeah. Give people jobs. Checker jobs are a great job for people to support, hopefully support whatever family they have.
I used to want to be a checker.
Yeah.
Because they're like unionized.
Right. And well, what are like people going to do if they don't have access to jobs like that? If you can't get a job above that kind of entry level job, what are people supposed to do? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you just make them all electronic or make the customer do all those jobs,
like,
then what the hell? Like,
you just got someone standing there.
Right. Wow. I mean, it's just Yoke's
Walmart. It would be easier if you guys could give me my own employee code so I can uncheck my shit out when I
seriously
fuck up.
How about
and I just don't give me change prices
or like rights. You make me go through a line, Shawmart, totally made up.
Oh, I mean, no, Shawmart.
no connection to any real life, whatever that thing says on South Park. Yeah, like if you're gonna make me go through a self-checkout and I'm over 18 or over 21, whatever, then why is it such a pain in the ass if I want to buy liquor, if I want to buy,
you know, I got a job here.
Yeah, like, I'm an employee, damn it. I'm an American. Like, this is my God-given right.
It's always like, how would you rate your experience? I'm like, well, I did great.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Fire me? I gave myself 5 stars.
Seriously. Like,
I'm
going to shit talk me.
And I won't lie to you, me and Alicia, don't fuck with us. We're like a good combo team. When we check out, we have a system down. We've never said it.
We make corny jokes to each other.
No, man, we're in the zone. We don't even talk.
The boop, 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 boop.
Like,
boop,
I'll sit there and I'll flip stuff around and I'll hand it to her, or I'll scan, or I'll get the gun. It. And I'm like,
don't you love the gun? Kind of
junk. Dude, I love the junk. Dude, I'm like,
boop, 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 boop.
From a hip. Dude, when I go there, sometimes I'll flip everything around. So it's all the barcodes. And so when I get to the checkout, I'm like,
you Costco
beep, 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 done.
You Costco it. That's how they have it. They got it down.
That's what I do.
I was thinking this morning, actually, that was one of the things I was going to bring up. Thank you.
Your conversation
brought me around to something I was thinking. You know how they talk about the old days, like back in like the covered wagon days?
Okay.
Where like you'd live out in the middle of the woods.
Really the old days.
So I'm talking 1800s.
Okay.
And then like one day a month, you would put everybody in the cart and you'd take the horses in the cart and go to town to resupply, right?
Okay.
I feel like the modern equivalent of that is going to Costco.
100%.
Like, and not because Costco is a bad store. It's a wonderful store. I love it.
Oh, I love Costco.
I would go to Costco every day, but going in there is like going into the most insane place ever. The amount of people at our local Costco, and I think they're building a second one, hopefully it helps.
They are.
But the people is what you're already like, I don't want to go there unless I have to. So like one day a month, you load up the car.
I wish it was one day a month. We go once a week, maybe once every other week.
We just avoid it until there's certain things you have to get at Costco. Like I have a certain what do you call it? Like pill, not like medicine pill, but no,
vitamin?
It's a vitamin. There we go. That the Costco brand was recommended. Like I just stick with that one. Okay. Right. So like I do that. Like I like the coffee they have there and the amount of coffee you get. Yeah. The one I get the gray bag of, I think it's Colombian. I don't even look at it anymore. Yeah, that one's pretty good. A dark roast.
Yeah. We get like bacon there. We get our paper towels.
Yeah. Paper towels, like paper supplies. Often we'll just buy those wherever we're at. Cause again, it's like, it's just such a hassle to deal with all the people, but they're so fast. Like, it really isn't that big a deal. We're in and out as fast as we are at like Walmart or anyone else.
But you say Costco.
But Costco, like, you can self-checkout, but they have like 800 people also checking you out. Like, you have your options.
Well, so I'll self-check. We will go through self-checkout.
Yeah. But sometimes. There's still somebody there.
But then, like, we were just there just yesterday, actually. Yeah, yeah. And we self-checked out. And then as we're checking out, the lady comes in. You need me to scan this? Hold on. And she just does it.
It's ready for you.
Yeah, it was quick. Yeah. But you ain't never walking out of Walmart spending less than $100.
Costco or Walmart?
Costco.
Either one.
Costco. More though.
$100 easy.
Easy.
Costco now, like I'll say, like $300 is like the running average of anything. Yeah. But it's like you're buying stuff in bulk, so it's more.
We get like our chicken breasts there. We get like a lot of stuff there. Because you get so much.
Costco, I love. I love Costco. I would shop there every day if I could.
I can get clothes there.
My uncle had a joke. He went to the office one day after going to Costco and all the guys had like the same shirt. And they're like, I went to Costco over the weekend, eh? But I can't fit. Like, the cuts often are a little bit off for my body. Like,
there's
taller, but, like, even though I'm not slender, my build is more – I'm not, like, a
– You're long.
I'm not a box cut. I'm a long person, right? So, like, even if I have a gut, they tend to be too, like, short in the middle.
You have a long torso.
I do have a long torso. That's the right way to say it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, sometimes I've gotten a few really good pieces of clothing.
For me, I have a long torso as well.
Uh-huh. So you feel that.
So I'm like, I have little tiny legs, but I got this long torso.
I don't get that sense.
I have ankle that goes from foot to knee, and that's it.
Just double jointed on that one spot.
My knees are.
I don't have shins anymore. My shins were removed.
Yeah. My hips are my knees.
Can you imagine that? That'd be nuts.
Can you do that? Just like instead of you get your hips and your thighs are removed, but you just use your lower leg soldered to your fucking hips and shit.
Your feet just like penguins. Like you're just like a penguin.
That'd be crazy.
Why would you do? Why would you want to do that? But I don't know. I've seen crazier things.
But yeah,
I don't know. Anyway. Costco.
Costco. It was crazy yesterday, though.
Yeah.
But
Question?
I do have a question. My question, and I seen this in a video. I don't remember exactly where I seen it, but it was when I was out of town. I saw, what is a friend to you? And, basically, like, what makes a friend? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because, like, I have people I say that they're friends, but, what does that entail? Is that a, what is a friend?
Well,
because
it's kind of the tier system of friends, right?
Is it an acquaintance?
Right.
Which is the lower tier.
Right.
I just know them.
You have close friends you do anything for.
Yeah.
You've got friends that you'll help out.
Yeah.
And then you got people that are acquaintances, your
friends. And then you got friends you can, like, confide in and, and stuff like that.
Right.
So, like, what makes a friend? It's kind of the question.
Well, it's kind of funny, too. Like, you can very quickly find somebody that you connect with enough that they quickly become your inner circle friend.
Yeah.
But doesn't always last forever. Sometimes, like, you get that, and then, like, you don't hang out for a while, and then you kind of lose that.
Well, I think, so for us, Bucket.
Yeah.
He's still, one of our, closest friends. Alicia and Kylie are still really good friends.
Yeah.
But, we don't all talk as much because they live in Utah, so it's not like easy.
Wes was that kind of guy, though. That kind of guy. I still feel like if I hang out with him instantly, like,
you just
there's
pick
that
up.
Comfort there.
Yeah, and I think that's what makes a friend sometimes is you just years and years can go by.
Yeah,
but then you just kind of pick up wherever you left off.
So like my buddy Levi, like we hang out maybe once a year, but every time we do, it's a blast. Like, like you've got your buddy that you grew up with. He's like my friend I grew up with.
Yeah, my buddy Mike.
So you've got all those memories of like life and all that. So yeah, I mean, it's nice to have those people that you just connect to.
Yeah, like my buddy Mike, I hadn't seen him in 20 years or something like that after I moved and just, you like Tom says, like you get these people that are in your inner circle and then they just kind of life happens and then you get this new circle. Right.
Yeah.
But you always have these core people
that just like, continue. Throughout
like you, life. You and like Blanca and then like my buddy Nick and like Efren. To me, they're like in my circle. They're my inner circle.
Right. Well, that's funny because like for
even
us,
if whatever happened, like I could see that being a friendship where things would always come back to.
Well, the unique thing for us is we're friends but we're also sort of like a pseudo family.
Yeah.
In the sense of the kids and all that. So like we've lucked out where we get along well enough that, you know, we do this and everything. But back to our core, we started out in a co-parenting situation.
Yeah.
You and my wife being exes.
Yep.
And now, you know, your wife and me being step parents.
Yeah.
And so we all have that kind of family thing with friendship built in. It is
cool. But that kind of like thing. Built.
Yeah.
You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Over time.
Yeah. It wasn't always like that.
Yeah.
Me and Blanca used to hate each other. No.
But there's tension in times and all that. Yeah.
And that's normal.
Understandable from the circumstances.
But yeah, it is weird though how that. Like friendships are like that. Cause yeah. I have this buddy, Rob, that I was friends with when I was at Job Corps. And he's one of those ones that I could probably like, I haven't seen him in years, but if we got together, like we would still be able like to no joke around past, and still, you know, reminisce probably about the past and stuff like that. But
I have a lot of college friends. I think it would be the same. Like I had a really tight group of friends and like there were different groups. I had some friends that didn't really commingle a lot, but I, you know, there was a period of time where I was with this group a lot and I was with this group a lot. And both of those groups, I feel like we had so much fun in that time.
Yeah. Well, I think that happens
like, it's too. All different now, but we're all kind of in the same place too. I think that has a lot to do with friendship.
Yeah.
Like if you have somebody that's not in your same life place.
Yeah.
I could see that being hard because you just probably wouldn't understand each other a whole lot.
Well, yeah, because you can have one friend that's really struggling in life, whatever.
Right. Or like just like, you know, like if you're doing all this stuff or vice versa.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know. Like I can see that.
What you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like
where
your life just isn't lining. Like I remember there was an episode of, the Tim Allen show, Home Improvement. There we go. Home Improvement, where his buddy came into town and he wanted to go like drinking with him all the time and stuff.
Yeah.
And finally there's an episode where he's like, why don't you stay here? Like we're going to have pizza with the boys and stuff. You can stay.
Well, cause you got a family.
And he's like, yeah, the game's on. I don't know. Like I'll see you later. And it was like a really sad moment for him. Cause he's like, he doesn't have that relationship with his friend anymore.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's funny. But that's like my buddy Levi and I, he doesn't have kids like by choice. He doesn't want kids. And so we're kind of in a different stage of life that way.
Yeah.
But I don't know. He's still a blast to hang out with. It doesn't have to be that you're in the exact same, but it's like, I guess their maturity level.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you know what I'm saying?
She has like a friend that she sees kind of like you and Levi very sparingly, but when they do get together, they're laughing.
Yeah.
They're having a good time. Yeah. They'll spend hours together. Right.
Right.
It's not just like 20 minutes,
yeah.
But they'll spend the day together,
yeah.
Whatever. They're just having a good time.
Right.
But yeah, no, I think, yeah, that's probably what makes a friend. Yeah. Yeah.
That connection. You gotta have that
and
connection.
And sometimes that connection just sometimes just,
well, it's weird
it
too.
Dissipates.
Like, you can feel those people too, that you just don't naturally connect with. And it's not even that you have anything against them. It's just there's people that you just kind of get that sense. Either you sense that they don't like you. There's just something where it's never going to happen.
Yep. Yep. I get that.
That's weird. A lot of people are. I don't know if it's our like biochemistry.
It is. And sometimes it's it's harder for some people to you allow kind of in that.
The safety zone.
In the zone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you need to figure whatever. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You're out to get me. I got to be guarded. I got to be
safe.
Well,
no, you just always have this like kind of not in the sense where they're out to get you, but it's just like
you just aren't sure.
Yeah. You know. You're just like, so you get, you know, you give people a chance and then sometimes a beautiful friendship will blossom from something that didn't start out like that. You know what I'm saying?
Me and drunk Walmart guy. I mean, I can feel it.
You guys are going to Denny's tomorrow.
He's my person.
Bro, I went to Denny's. I sat down and ate at Denny's. That was weird.
By yourself?
Yeah. I've been trying to do that.
You know, Denny's feels like a place like a detective just smoking by himself, thinking about a case. Doesn't like just get that feeling in there.
I had a file out and everything.
Diner,
just, I was trying to figure a case out myself. Actually,
man, when Sherry's is still open, I just used to want to sit in there like a notepad, just like write.
Yeah, diary.
Like drink. We went in there when I was like 18, 19. You could smoke in Sherry's in the smoking section. And with like, you know, Loving Sopranos, me and my buddy, I think it was Levi. You're like, we're going to smoke a cigar in here. So we get our cigars out, right? The waitress goes, you can't smoke cigars in here. We're like, are you fucking kidding me?
You can smoke cigarettes.
Stupid 19-year-old punk kids. But like, hey, I don't want to smoke my cigar.
Why? Like, why not, though?
I don't know.
What's the difference?
It was so weird. I'm like, so it can reek of cigarettes?
Because I'd rather smell a cigar. Cigars have like a sweeter smell.
Cigars are great up front. They do stink like rat ass after they're like the after effect. I wish there was a way to do the cigar without the after smell. There's no way to make it smell good.
Oh, yeah, after.
Like that stale.
Yeah, stale smoke sucks.
That I always smoke outside because it's just like, but it, man, it's so fucking cold now.
You can't do that. It's ice outside right now.
I don't
know.
Sometimes probably, sitting it's probably in the freezing with the cigar shaking.
This smoke's freezing.
Yeah. It freezes in your mouth. You got to spit it out.
That'd be crazy.
I don't know.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
This is a fun talk.
This is a good episode.
Thank you guys for tuning in. Remember, Magic Mind, if you're feeling a little down on energy, need a boost, Magic Mind can help you out.
Thank you, Magic Mind.
Thank you, Magic Mind, for the product. Yeah. Very nice. Again, that's Magic Mind. Get yourself a sample pack today, or
mind,
if you feel like it,
Magic Mike.
But if you want to be Magic Mike, this might give you the energy to do it. So, take care. Have a great week.
Adios.
We love you all.
Oh, konnichiwa.
Goodbye.
My face blends in with the mic, doesn't it?